This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a jazz duet from Harry Connick Jr. and Branford Marsalis. First, this. An appeals court today, a federal appeals court, heard arguments on whether an American citizen held in an investigation of terrorism can be held indefinitely without formal charges. Jose Padilla was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare Airport 3 years ago. The Justice Department says he was involved in a plot to detonate a so-called dirty bomb. Authorities designated him an enemy combatant, and that means he does not have a right to an attorney or a trial. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Richmond, Virginia for today's court session. Ari, remind us how the appeals court came to be hearing this case.
Well, the case has jumped around through the courts quite a bit over the last 3 years. It made it to the Supreme Court once before, and the Supreme Court ruled that the case had come from the wrong part of the country before. So they sent it back to a federal court in South Carolina, and a judge there ruled against the government, told the government they either had to charge Padilla or release him. The government appealed that ruling, and that led to the hearing at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals here in Richmond today.
So the Solicitor General, Paul Clement, argued before the court first, and what did he have to say on behalf of the government?
Well, he emphasized that Padilla had trained in Afghanistan and Pakistan with al-Qaeda leaders, he said. Now, that's not something the government has ever proved, but Clement said government lawyers were prepared to prove it if asked. He said Padilla left Pakistan with explicit instructions to attack Americans in the U.S., and so he told the court, "It is not rational to say the president lacks the authority to detain an enemy as that enemy gets closer to his target." Clement clashed with one of the three judges on the panel, Michael Luttig, and people were watching Luttig very closely because for the last few weeks, his name had really been floated as a likely contender for a Supreme Court vacancy. And Luttig strongly supported the government, but he told Clement that he thought Clement should be arguing the case differently. He wanted the Solicitor General to forcefully assert that the United States is a battlefield in the war on terror. And that ties directly into a similar case that the Supreme Court decided recently, the case of Yasser Hamdi.
And background on that one?
Exactly. Well, like Padilla, Hamdi was a U.S. citizen. Like Padilla, he was detained as an enemy combatant. Civil liberty groups decried Hamdi's detention as a violation of basic constitutional rights. The major difference between Hamdi's case and Padilla's case is that Hamdi was captured in Afghanistan, whereas Padilla was captured in Chicago. So the Supreme Court decided that Hamdi could be classified as an enemy combatant, which made the question before the court today, how much difference does it make whether a U.S. citizen is captured abroad or at home? And that's why defining the battlefield in the war on terror became so crucial in these arguments.
Uh-huh. And how did Jose Padilla's lawyers answer that?
They said the battlefield is a place where there are no other courts to turn to. They emphasized that U.S. courts have been open for business for the last 3 years that their client has been in detention. And they pointed out that this is not a choice between keeping Padilla in prison or letting him go. They said the choice is between holding him as an enemy combatant or charging him with the rights of an ordinary criminal. It's a point that Padilla's lawyer, Andrew Patel, emphasized after the hearing. Here's what he had to say outside of the courthouse.
I think I'm probably the first criminal defense attorney to ever stand in that court asking for my client to be indicted. We aspire to have our client indicted, not because we want him to be convicted, not because we think the government can prove his conviction. That's for another day. But we're here today trying to protect the process by which that is determined. That's the issue for today.
Ari, what is going to happen now?
Well, now the three judges who heard the case will deliberate and they will issue a ruling. One of the three judges seemed very favorable to the government in arguments today. Another one of the three seemed very favorable to Padilla's lawyers. And the third was nearly silent, so it's hard to predict how they will decide. However they decide, it's safe to say that there's a good possibility of this case coming before the Supreme Court once again.
So, and this time the court will be pleased with where it's coming from and we'll get to some sort of a ruling, presumably.
Exactly. And O'Connor, who cast the decisive vote in the last time the court heard this issue, will no longer in all likelihood be on the court by the time it comes up, and so this next vacancy may be very crucial to Padilla's case.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Richmond, Virginia. Ari, thank you.
You're welcome.